This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
I think that the one who is studying Islam will automatically himself come to a time where this issue is one that will basically become one that they're thinking about all the time. I think that a person who begins his religiosity will not and should not be approached with this one issue. Rather, they should be approached with basic knowledge, with what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Tawheed, how do we worship Allah, why do we worship Allah, emphasize the prayers, emphasize the Quran, emphasize spirituality, emphasize the world vision of Islam. These are far more important questions. And I personally, in my own interactions, when I'm, you know, meeting with Muslims over and over again, I never go out of my way to emphasize the issue of the beard. Once I get to know somebody whom I've known for a while and he doesn't have a beard, I might jokingly remark, something about, oh, inshallah, you know, next time I see you, you'll have, you know, some beard or something like that. Just a joking remark in passing that will make him think. I don't sit him down and give him a huge lecture. I just don't think that's appropriate. And I think it turns many people off who have been raised in the Western environment. I think it turns people off to be so blunt about an issue that they believe to be trivial. And I think that to introduce it in that manner, in a blunt manner, is not wise. Rather, it should be done in a indirect manner. And inshallah, slowly but surely, I mean, I've never really had any problems. Once a person reaches a level of Iman and religiosity where they want to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, one of the most obvious manifestations of that is the beard. And so I've never really had any problem. Build a spirituality and the beard will come automatically.
Is it appropriate to equate the hijab with the beard in this respect?
Not at all. Not at all. This is definitely not correct, because the evidences for the hijab are Quranic, and there is no explicit Quranic evidence for the beard. The hijab has been the symbol of Islam for women, you know, centuries over. And there is no serious controversy about the hijab. Believe it or not, there are some ulama who say that the beard is, as we all know, not fard. And this is something that you find. So the controversy over the beard has been around much longer than that of the hijab. There is really no controversy over the hijab. So to equate the beard and the hijab and to say they're at the same level is definitely not correct. Not every wajib is at the same level. And the evidences differ from issue to issue. So the evidences for the hijab are far more explicit, far more Quranic, far more overpowering than the evidences for the beard, even though I think both of them are fard.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنها في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال.